This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Kicking off the second hour of the program, we're talking about the change in tune from the mainstream media when it comes to Venezuela. Now, talking about how more capitalistic they are, how much more free they are, and that way it's totally fine to justify the Biden administration going there and begging for oil. So that's still happening here at Free Talk Live. Also on the way, Conan, you're going to share some details from the Pfizer release, which came 55 or 60 years earlier than we were expecting it to. So that's on the way here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts are also coming up. Plus, there's more about Ukraine that we should discuss. So much to talk about, but of course you can bring up anything. And Aria is still recovering from a throat operation more than a month ago, and you gave the story from Venezuela a good shot.
I tried.
Yeah, and you can only do so much, and I definitely appreciate you being here and coming back on the air with us. So I'm going to pick up the ball here because I've got the story in front of me. And they talk about the Bolivar, which we've been following the worthless decline of the Bolivar for many years now. And as they acknowledge here, the U.S. dollar has over the last year become Venezuela's unofficial currency, appearing in cafeteria menus and mom-and-pop shop windows blocks from the presidential palace. And keep in mind, this used to be illegal. If you were to accept the dollar at your business, you could have your business raided and shut down and probably face criminal charges. Now, the government doesn't care because the government guys, the gangsters there, realized that if they didn't let people use the dollar, the people of Venezuela were going to kill them, that they were going to burn them out of their offices.
You can only starve people for so long.
Yeah, and it was a desperate move on their part to just leave them alone. And that's what they did. And across the capital, according to this website here, batimes.com.ar, that's what we're sharing this from, bodegas filled with French champagne, vacuum-sealed salmon, and Grana Padano Italian cheese appeared where bankrupt shops had once been. The Bolivar, the official currency, has become worthless through years of hyperinflation. Quote, what we saw wasn't a liberalization, but a permissiveness, and in some cases, a legal framework that existed but wasn't enforced, unquote, said Tamara Herrera, the chief economist at Caracas-based consultancy Synthesis Financiera. Quote, the need arose because of progressively intensifying U.S. sanctions. The new decrees show the government's fiscal hunger and punitive nature. Now, that's always the thing that they place the blame on in countries like Venezuela and North Korea. They love to blame the U.S. sanctions for all of their economic woes.
You're talking the Venezuelans or everyone in general? Because I blame them as well.
No, it's the Venezuelan socialism is what their problem is.
Yeah, but it's partly sanctions.
There's no doubt that sanctions have an effect.
They should be able to survive internally with their own economy. Like, if the entire world was like, no, we're gonna boycott the United States, the United States would be able to survive.
Right.
It would be bumpy.
Venezuela's a temperate climate, right? Like, it's a pretty hot place. It's tropical, right? So they can grow year-round food in Venezuela. So they could certainly feed their own people there. They could certainly have a robust economy if they actually had the freedom to do so. But they don't. It's a socialist economy. And that's why, you know, it's been absolute garbage for as long as
it has. But Ian, their maple syrup. They're not getting their maple syrup from Vermont. But yeah, you are correct. But it's not just the sanctions of everything that's being imported or what, or tariffs that are put on exports, but it's also their oil industry has a lot of competition out there.
Yeah.
And by the way, I blame that. By the way, is the number one issue was
the competition.
They've destabilized the country. Now they can just move in there with this new deal.
Well, in a free market with oil, which no one has, but in a freer market of oil where there's actually real competition within Venezuela, which there was not. There was just the one public corporation.
Yeah, but I'm talking companies across the
I know
the globe.
What you're saying, right. But a socialist-run company cannot compete on the world stage in any meaningful sense, because the other companies, if they're not run by governments, if they're run privately, they're just more nimble. They're able to do more than a socialist-run system. And the Venezuelan government was relying, one of the reasons why they failed as hard as they did, was they were expecting the price of oil was just going to keep on going up.
Right.
But then competition brought the price of oil down, and they had, you know, they had no plan for that, basically. So oil production, after plunging for nearly a decade, is establishing finally, or stabilizing at 800,000 barrels a day, stemming from, or some of the economic hemorrhaging. This year's projected contraction, while still stunning at 10%, is a far cry from the 35% from a year ago and 65% in the past 5 years. The country's constituent assembly approved a value-added tax last month to reap benefit from the estimated 70% of all transactions this year set to occur in dollars. So that's how much it has shifted in just 1 year's time, going from all legal transactions being in the bolivar to now 30%.
And they're going to kill it by increasing taxes.
You know what sucks about this? If you live through this, if you Venezuelans live through this and watch the bolivar explode like it did, and it's going to happen again with the U.S. dollar.
That'll be harsh.
within their lifetime.
Well, that's the issue, right? They haven't learned anything. How many times has Venezuela knocked zeros off their currency and the Venezuelan people are
at least three,
like,
that I'm aware of.
Maybe it'll work this time.
I think a lot of people know that it doesn't work. That's why they're going to the dollar, because they see it as a more stable option. And by comparison, it is. I mean, they all are losing value. The dollar is certainly losing value at almost a record clip. It's certainly at record highs in the last 40 years, according to the government's own numbers. And we're going to get the February numbers probably within the next week, from what I understand. So maybe it'll be in the double digits, because last month it was 9.7% was the official. I think that was either the producer or the consumer. I forget which one it was, but it was very high. Quote, "We are doing this now because there are signs that point to a recovery on the economy," says a Socialist Party lawmaker at the National Constituent Assembly. He's referring to the tax on the dollar sales. So, yep. Okay, we see the economy is recovering, so we need to tax it, is what they're saying. Quote, "But we have a highly speculative economy in which price fixers, especially merchants, take every opportunity to set and obtain extraordinary profits, and incentives for national production must be created through more efficient policies," she said.
So what does that even mean?
It just goes to show they don't know anything. They have not learned a single lesson. They see money moving like all government people, and they must tax it. And they just want to control. Of course, it's ironic for them to call the people in the market price fixers.
Right, that's all the Venezuelan government does.
Right, that's one of the reasons why the Venezuelan government has failed so hard, is because they mandated that companies fix their prices and therefore ran those businesses out of business, because they wanted some companies to sell at below cost.
Right, there are two different values of the bolivar, whether you measure it in the real U.S. dollar amount or the Venezuelan government's official dollar amounts.
Right,
and there's a huge difference between the two.
So this has meant an abrupt return to some statist socialism. Venezuela's price control agency claimed it inspected more than 1,900 stores in January. Commerce Minister Anaida Laya recently announced 135 agents have been dispatched across the country to, quote, end the speculative economy, unquote. Scrutiny had declined in recent months. The government is watching closely again.
To do what? To regulate the prices?
Yeah,
the
they're
stores?
Still at it. They're back at it, is what they're saying here. So
but they can't. Are they able to control? So they can control the bolivar, but can they say, "All right, you have to provide this sandwich at $2"?
That's
US
correct.
Dollars.
They can do that. Yeah. And that's what I was saying. They did that to some businesses, and they ran
out of
business.
And what happens if they find out some Yahoo merchant is selling for what the
criminal charges
for what the sandwich is actually worth?
Yeah, you go down. Now, I don't know if they do it to sandwiches. There are certain categories, right? So there's certain things that
they're probably trying to blind eye to sandwiches.
I think I hate this. I think I hate this person more than I hate tax collectors.
Yeah, this is an entire agency, the Price Control Agency.
Price Fixers.
Mm-hmm. The number here is 603-283-6160. It just goes to show they don't understand the economy, they don't understand markets, and they believe they can control everything from top to bottom. So things haven't changed that much. It's just they're now letting people use the dollar. There's more coming up
at the fair market rate.
You can join us. It is free time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. with Andy. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head on over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy various features that we have there, including our social media site that we run. It's on our server, so therefore the big tech media types like Facebook, Twitter, they have no control over what you say over at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. We're sharing the latest propaganda about Venezuela, which, to be fair to this piece, it does get into how socialism is still in place in Venezuela. So on one hand, they're claiming that, oh, well, things are so much more capitalistic. And then halfway through the article, they get into the fact that the price control agency, which had declined its scrutiny in recent months, is all of a sudden back on the job and going from business to business, inspecting more than 1,900 stores in just the month of January alone to make sure that they were pricing according to the government's mandates.
What they're really doing is making sure that people are paying the appropriate protection fee.
For sure.
To the latest mafia group.
Yeah, that's ultimately all this is.
That's all it is.
Yep, and you know what? I was just looking to see the website that I used to go to every time we talked about Venezuela in the last decade. I would always go to dollartoday.com. and promote the hell out of the site, because it's a really interesting site that actually gave you the black market rates for what the bolivar was worth. So what could
in USD.
Right. So what could you trade one U.S. dollar for on the black market in Venezuela, and how many bolivar would you get? Because, as you mentioned earlier, I believe, Aria, there was a government, there is still an official government rate, an exchange rate, a set exchange rate of one U.S. dollar is worth X bolivar. And then there's the actual rate of what it's really worth to the people, and that's why you'd have to go to the black market. And that number on Dollar Today would constantly just go up over day. You go one week, you go the next week, you go the next week, and it's just up, 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 the amount of bolivars that you would get for the dollar. Then when they did the redenomination in 2018, where they knocked 5 zeros, I believe, off of the value of the bolivar at that time, and they redenominated from the Bolivar Fuerte, which means strong bolivar, to the Bolivar Soberano, which means, ironically enough, sovereign bolivar. Mm-hmm. When they did that, the amount of bolivars for $1 went down to like 72. So it had been like in the millions, and it went down to 72 the next day, because that was the new redenomination. And immediately after that, it started going up, and it was going up and up and up and up. And by the time they redenominated again in October of 2021, just 3 years later, and knocked, I believe, 6 zeros this time off of the bolivar, it had gone up to 4-something million bolivar to $1. So it went from 72 bolivar in August of 2018 up to 4.4 million bolivar at the very end of the so-called sovereign bolivar. Then what they did was they redenominated. They knocked 6 zeros off the sovereign bolivar. So therefore, a 100,000 bolivar note became a 1 bolivar note. Okay.
Just imagine having that much wealth stolen from you overnight, man.
Well, I mean, it isn't any more wealth. It's just they're acknowledging that this thing is worthless.
Paper.
Yeah, so it's just a fudging the numbers, basically. The 100,000 bolivar isn't wealth. It was garbage.
Well, it's supposed to be a representation of wealth, right?
Well, in theory, but
like
it wouldn't even buy you a slice of bread.
Like if you had sitting at home, and then suddenly the U.S. government was like, oh, yeah, by the way, that's only going to buy a dollar worth of stuff from now on.
Yeah, that's what they did, but it really wasn't buying more than a dollar's worth anyway.
True.
That's the point. So, anyway, they did that, and then what was really weird was I went to the Dollar Today website, and I noticed that they had changed the numbers again, right? It had gone down from 4 million or whatever down to like just 4 or 5.
Hmm.
And here we are now 6 months later almost at this point, and it's still just $4.41 per bolivar, bolivar per dollar.
Is your site still legit?
That's what I'm wondering. The weird thing is there's still like news that's being posted to the site. I don't know if it's just grabbing that from some news feed or what the deal is there. Their Twitter feed is being updated. So I don't understand that, because when if you start trying to look around to find like a conversion between like other websites to convert between the bolivar and the U.S. dollar, it gets very confusing, because according to Wikipedia, the new term for the Venezuelan bolivar is the VED instead of the VEF, which is what it was previously. But you can't find VED anywhere. So if you go to Z.com, XE.com, which has a converter, it does have a U.S. dollar to VEF, Venezuelan Bolivar, conversion. And according to that, $1 will get you 432,558 VEF.
So they're using the old currency still.
It's very confusing. Maybe they are. That would make sense, right?
I think so. Wasn't that about the rate of the old one?
No, because if they knocked six zeros off of that, that would be... Yeah. Not quite the same. But then if you look at the chart over the last month, the actual amount of bolivar you get per dollar has actually been going down. So a month ago, it was 450,000 and change bolivars, and now it's 432,000 and change. So it's very confusing. It's not like anything has happened like this in the last decade, basically, that we've been watching this. So I don't know how to explain it, and there's no real explanation on Dollar Today as to why things are so steady-seeming.
Well, didn't you say that 70% of their commerce is now being done in USD?
Yeah,
that could be a stabilizing factor.
That's what I'm thinking, and that's the best explanation I can come up with is this news story, or this quote-unquote news story here that we've been sharing, does claim that in the last year it has gone from overtly $0 in sales from the different businesses in Venezuela to 70% of all sales in U.S. dollar. And so, yeah, I think you're right. That could be a stabilizing factor for the new, what they call the digital bolivar. That's the new term for the current version.
Oh, that's VFD?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or so, VED, whatever.
Whatever it is, yeah.
So the old rate was, or the old currency was VES.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, so and the new one is VEF, the silver.
That's
Silverano.
The Silverano, but that ended in October. Now it's the VED. So there's no real, like, clear answer, because Z.com's still calling it the VEF, which is, like, years old now at this point. So it's very, very strange. If you're in Venezuela and you can clear this up for us, like, what's the actual black market rate of the dollar?
If anyone is even using VED.
Yeah, right? Maybe it's more than 70%.
Maybe they're all just using dollars and crypto, U.S. dollars.
Yeah, I would like to know what the status is with crypto there. From what we hear, the whole claim that there's like a whole bunch of crypto transactions is just propaganda from the crypto side of things.
I mean, there's probably some.
Yeah, surely there are some, but I would like to know more. If you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts with us here. We're going to get into more on Venezuela Plus. Coming up, the Pfizer data that has now come out under a judge's order. It was supposed to take most of the next 100 years before they released
this. This is what got them emergency use authorization.
And we'll get into it coming up here. And the number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the program, if you want to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is being praised by the Ukrainian president for banning Russian oil imports. President Zelensky encouraging other countries' leaders to follow the Biden administration. President Biden calling the ban another powerful blow to Russia during its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. It's sticker shock at the gas pump, with prices rising more than 50 cents in 1 week. This Michigan resident saying he's not happy with the price of gas and saying the country's moving in the wrong direction.
Just totally disgusted with what's going on with the whole leadership of our country, because they're the blame.
AAA putting Tuesday's new nationwide average at $4.17 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden wants the United States to do more for veteran health care. Biden telling an audience in North Texas how important it is for those who serve to get the care they needed.
Every single solitary veteran deserves to be treated with dignity. They shouldn't have to ask for a thing. It shouldn't be, can you help me? It's, I've got a problem, and we should say, how can we help?
Congressional lawmakers are finalizing a government funding bill that would include aid to Ukraine amid Russia's invasion of the country. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell criticizes Congress's response to providing aid to Ukraine and calls for quicker action when the bill is ready for a vote.
We've been slow, much too slow. The package, I gather, will be coming over from the House attached to the Omni. I think it's an important step. It needs to be passed, and it needs to be passed quickly.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Whatever you'd like. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Features there are free, so enjoy them. Archives going back for years over at freetalklive.com. We're sharing some news about Venezuela. Looking at the fact that now that business is apparently booming in a way that it hasn't in years in Venezuela, thanks to the fact that the government gang there had looked the other way when it comes to dollarizing the country, allowing people finally to allow business owners to post prices in dollars, to accept payments. This used to be illegal. Now it's okay. And so that has resulted now in as many as 70% of the country's transactions being done in dollars, because even though we understand that dollars are terrible, they're not as terrible as the Bolivar as far as their inflation is concerned, and the Venezuelan people understand that. But now the price control agency has been let loose again, and in January, according to the story at the Buenos Aires Times, the 1,900 stores were inspected, quote-unquote, by the price control agency, and they've released as many as 135 agents across the country to, quote-unquote, end the speculative economy. Here's what one business owner said.
And no doubt, to see what you're actually making in revenue.
Yep.
so that you can be taxed accordingly.
Here's what one business owner said. Maria Luisa Pereira, who sells flour, rice, and condiments at her market in Western Caracas, she said, quote, "They came last week to tell us to cut our profits to 30%, which we had to do because they would, you know,
they would find out.
Close your business.
Either an irate customer would complain because they're having to pay more than what they knew that it was supposed to be, or according to the government.
Right, and if you don't do it, you go to jail or, you know, they hurt you. She says, but it hurt our business. How can we survive on so little with hyperinflation? They hadn't been here in months, and now they threatened us to come two more times in February. We're afraid, she said. Meanwhile, fewer Venezuelans are leaving, according to two polling firms.
Well, not at this rate. If they keep up their, you know, their tactics, people are going to leave again.
Debt Analysis and Delphos. In a December report from Debt Analysis, those expressing a desire to leave the country fell to just 38%, down 5 points from a year before. That's still a full third of the country that wants to leave. Of those who emigrated in the last 5 years, that is to say, left the country, 17%, or about 1 million, have returned over the same period, the data show. Maduro's government says it's overseen the return of more than 17,000 since 2018 through the quote-unquote come back to the fatherland plan that they have. So there sounds like they might be trying to bribe people.
I am wondering exactly that. How much were they paid to come back?
The United Nations still projects this year the number of emigrating Venezuelans will surpass the 6 million Syrians who've been driven from their homeland. There's been an irony about the Venezuelan emigration the government knows but doesn't mention. Those who leave send remittances in dollars and also reduce the numbers needing to be fed and housed. So every person that leaves becomes more productive because they can actually work in somewhere like the United States where they can make some money and then send money back
send
to their
back.
Family members.
That makes good sense.
Echo Analytica.
But now they're back. Well, at least 17,000 of them. Some of them. That doesn't sound like a whole lot to me, by the way.
It says remittances have risen from U.S. $2.7 billion in 2018 to what it estimates will be $4 billion this year. So there's a little bit more information from you. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. Luis Vicente León, the head of Debt Analysis, stated the emigration of Venezuelans has slowed recently not only because of new opportunities at home, but because of new restrictions and xenophobic backlash abroad. He said those barriers in those countries are increasing dramatically to make exit more difficult, especially for those without visas or resources. Also, with the dollarization, staying home seems to be less traumatic than emigrating. One lawyer who's just returned from Buenos Aires said she found life there hard. Quote, at the beginning, they required me to work too many hours, 15 hours a day sometimes, and they paid me much less than a minimum wage. I couldn't complain or I'd get fired. They made me stand for 10 hours straight. I only had 15 minutes to eat, and many times I had to eat standing. Well, to me, that just sounds like a lawyer getting a real job for once and actually having to work for a living.
There was very little she said that didn't sound like your average fast food job.
Right. You've worked at a pizza place for a very long time. What are your hours typically like there on a day?
There was never like a 15-hour shift, but there were some 12-hour shifts, and you're
on your feet the whole time.
You get smoke breaks, but there's no lunch break or anything. You don't get a 15-minute lunch break or whatever. You eat if you get a chance to eat, and you hope that you get that chance.
And that's in the United States.
Yeah.
Right? He had rented a room in an apartment he had shared with two others and also felt unwelcome often, saying some of the Argentine managers are xenophobic. Once they told a Venezuelan partner that he had come from Venezuela like a cockroach. In Venezuela, we have water and electricity failures, but at least I live in my house. In Argentina, it's true I could walk around safely at night, and there are a lot of cultural events, but I spent all my time working, often being mistreated, and the money wasn't enough. I'm putting my hopes in dollarization, he concluded. Mm-mm. Well, I mean,
the dollar will save you.
It doesn't sound like Argentina was a very good choice.
Well, he did admit he could walk around safely at night, which is, you know, that sounds like an improved situation
and
than
was,
getting
and
robbed.
There was food to eat.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the life of a lot of people. Is they spend all their time working, right? Especially if they have families,
true,
mouths to feed, that kind of thing. It's not easy necessarily to make ends meet. And again, it just sounds to me like a privileged attorney who's had to do something a little more normal with his time complaining about his experience there. So now he wants to go back to Venezuela where he can become an attorney again and get paid stacks and stacks of dollars instead of, you know, minimum wage.
Maybe even going after the merchants who are failing to comply with these new regulations.
Well, yes, he's working for the state.
Oh, yeah.
That's what exactly.
Well, if he wants his cushy, is it a he or a she, by the way?
The name sounded female, but it was actually a male.
Right. Well, whoever, that's the way you do it. You go get a nice cushy job with the government and...
Every job in Venezuela is a job for the government, isn't it?
Oh, good point there. If you're in a socialist, a completely socialized country, then I guess... You're working for the community. The community.
So I did a little more looking as to the situation with the Bolivar and why there's no notable inflation like there has been, like insane levels of inflation. And they do acknowledge here that they have slowed the pace of printing money as a result of the dollar becoming the preferred currency.
Curious.
Stories from Bloomberg.com. This was printed in January of this year. Prices rose just 7.6% in December from November, which that's a lot for the United States, but for Venezuela, that's a significant reduction in prices going up, marking a full year with monthly inflation below 50%, the thresholds most economists commonly use to define hyperinflation. Venezuela ended 2021 with inflation at 686%, but keep in mind, the old Bolivar Soberano didn't end until October 2021, so it was after they redenominated, they started to change how they handled the money printing situation. And this is an interesting statement from the professor of economics at Catholic University in Caracas. He said, Venezuelans' hyperinflation went as it came. The government didn't take any measures. It just stopped doing what was causing it, which is financing itself via accelerated money printing.
Imagine that.
They slowed down the printing.
Very curious. Very, very curious.
It sounds like they could probably get by not printing any bolivars. But
at this point, yeah.
Talking to the USD like El Salvador did.
At this point, the reduction in money printing comes as a result of less government spending, which effectively cut the fiscal deficit to less than 10% of the GDP last year from around 30% when hyperinflation began in late 2017. In place of the bolivar, the country has unofficially adopted the dollar, and at the time of this writing, it was more than 60% of all transactions were taking place in that currency. So that's the answer, basically. They say here that the price of a cup of coffee has only gone up like roughly 10% in the last few months. So it's still going up. They are still inflating the money supply, but in less insane levels. There's more on the way here. We'll get into the Pfizer situation next, and you can join us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phone are open here. You can join the show. The number 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. I took a little detour into the Venezuelan situation. We've been focusing a lot on Ukraine and Russia, and Venezuela came up again in the news because now
they're friends.
The Biden administration.
Now they're playing ball.
Yeah, the Biden administration wants to be buddies with Venezuela now that Russia has been cut off as a U.S. oil supplier by the Biden administration. We can talk more about the Ukraine situation on the way a little bit later on, but we're going to get back into COVID, even though there hasn't been much news as of late.
Nope.
New York City.
Nope. Where's Fauci?
Rolling, right?
Where'd he go?
New York City's rolling back its vaccine mandates, apparently, rolling back mask mandates, except for children. I heard that now they're still requiring the smallest of small children to wear a mask because
well,
there's no
vaccine. Bullies always target the weakest,
right,
the ones that can't defend themselves the most.
The excuse is because there's no vaccine available, therefore kids must continue wearing masks. So it ain't over completely in New York City, but for most people, things are going back to some semblance of normalcy. Even there, even in the Empire State, but at the same time, during all this distraction of this Ukraine going on out there,
which might be just that, in more words than you know, a distraction to keep our eyes off of, you know, the last 2 years.
You know, I will say, as I hate war and everything about it, but I am grateful for the last few weeks of not having to talk about COVID. Like,
wait, but they just changed it with the pieces with another game.
I'm aware, but we've been talking about COVID.
It's been exhausting.
I'm already exhausted after this last 2 weeks of people changing their profile pictures posting video of these heroic Ukrainians or this Zelensky actor. I'm tired of this guy.
He's an actor. Actually,
he's a friggin' actor, and not just any actor, a comedian. Actor.
Did you see the lighting downtown in Keene at the different businesses?
Don't even tell me. They changed it to yellow and blue.
Blue and yellow lights at Luca's, at the church at the head of the square, at, I think, a couple of the businesses on the other side of the square, the new Souls, but like they're all over the place.
And these are the same guys who'd be lining up, kissing their children goodbye, getting on the plane to go fight in World War III. It's ridiculous.
No, these are the white ivory tower liberals, man.
Exactly. That's the most.
Don't go to war. Their kids dodged the draft by going to Canada or being in college.
I don't know about this one. This reminds me of World War I when all the young men were dying, literally dying to go fight. In the new war, because they were, I don't know what was going on. I don't know why their lives suck so hard, but this was something to do. This was the patriotic thing to do. And I'm getting that same vibe now that even liberals would be,
like I said, like volunteering to go rather than being drafted. Okay.
I believe, I don't believe 16,000 people have actually called up Zelensky and said, hey, we want to come fight with you guys, but I do believe the number is big. I believe that there's a lot of people who are all about this. Because they've been taught their whole lives that Russia bad,
mm-hmm.
Putin bad. In the 80s when I grew up, it was every single Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rambo film. Right. They were always fighting. Guess
the
who?
Russians.
The Ruskies.
Red Dawn.
The Reds.
Yeah.
And this is, we're back to it.
What's old is new again.
Well, it's a new war.
I don't think it ever went away.
You know what? I pulled this up. I don't remember reading this, and I'm sure it's actually a quote in there, but it's from 1984. The rage that one felt was an abstract, undirected emotion which could be switched from one object to another like the flame of a blow lamp.
That's happening, for sure.
We just saw it. We literally
COVID
just saw it.
Ukraine.
It COVID died in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it went straight to Ukraine.
Sure did. It's amazing.
It's like COVID never happened. Which, by the way, we've been talking for the last 2 years. Would you have known this was actually taking place if the media wasn't bombarding you with this information?
No way.
No, I think we said that last week wouldn't know the Ukrainian thing was taking place.
Exactly. It's the exact same type of war. We are always at war with Eurasia.
The very same media that pimped COVID is now pimping this man in Ukraine as some sort of hero. And he's just another thug politician, an actor, as you point out.
That's exactly what it is. And back to the 1984 allegory, there are Winston Smiths out there, anti-heroes, who are rewriting history and who are changing the narrative from one war to the next. They're complicit. They are part of the game. They know what they're doing. There are TikTokers out there, and there are news people, news talking heads out there who know what's going on. They know the truth. They know that they are lying.
No, see, I think that's where you're wrong. The ones who know what they're doing, they're the ones who get sent to, room 101. They disappear.
They get vaporized.
Yeah, they get removed from the equation. It's the ones who are too stupid to realize what they're doing.
At the beginning of the book, Winston knew what he was doing, and it wasn't until the end, sad story, spoiler alert.
Right.
He became a part of the problem. He became a part of the situation, and he loved his job, and he loved Big Brother. And that's. But at one point in your life, there are people out there who actually know the truth, and they're your poison. You are absolute poison out there. You need to stop it. You need to wake up. You need to change your line of work.
Speaking of poison, we can talk more about Ukraine. Let's get into the COVID information that has been released now, finally, after what they said was going to be 70-something years before it would come out.
I don't think they weren't going to do it at all. In January, they were talking about, all right, we could do it in like 50 years or so, but it's going to be like 500 pages a month.
But some judge forced them to do it recently, apparently.
And we got some of the first data on, I believe, the first of this month, March.
Okay.
Pfizer was told to release some data on their
the data they supposedly used to get emergency use authorization to implement new mRNA technology on us, other people.
And they said, we have too much of this, so we're going to release 500 pages a month for the next 50 years.
Yep.
And
really?
And someone thought that that was okay. They thought that they would... That's what they said they wanted to do. They said it was too much. We have to do it this way.
But now they have to release all of it, or
yeah.
What? Okay, so it's all been released at this point?
No, I don't believe so.
All right, so what has
But the information that has been released is very telling. This is from EuroWeeklyNews.com. As the war rages on in Ukraine, and the eyes of the world are fixed on the tragic events in Europe, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has slowly started to release Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine data to the public, something that they had originally wanted to do until 2096. While reports of it would take them up to 2096 to release all of the data. Not all.
Okay.
They wouldn't wait until 2096 to release it all in one lump.
And the FDA was doing this essentially on Pfizer's behalf rather
Correct.
Than Pfizer
all,
themselves doing
well, are they any different? Are they not the same organization?
They are.
They're in bed. I know that they're sleeping in the same bed.
To most people listening, they're not.
While reports of vaccine side effects continue to roll in across the globe, the FDA's initial request of 75 years to release the data, which is linked to its decision in December 2020 to grant Pfizer BioNTech emergency use authorization for its mRNA vaccine, was finally turned down, and subsequently a judge ordered the release of data to begin in March, citing the request as paramount to public importance. I agree with that. The data request came from the Public Health of Medical Professionals, the PHMP, I'm not familiar with these guys, demanding more transparency, who sued the FDA under a Freedom of Information due to the FDA's initial request of only releasing a minimum of 500 pages a month. In January, a court order, U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman of the Northern District of Texas required the FDA to release around 12,000 documents immediately and then 55,000 pages a month until all documents are released, totaling 300,000 pages.
Man.
On March 1, the FDA finally produced its first 10,000 pages of Pfizer clinical trial documents, and after securing the release of the data, Aaron Seary, a lawyer working on the case, told Endpoints News, "Our job was to get the documents. We leave it to the scientists and others to analyze."
Yeah, you're going to have to crowdsource this analysis.
Absolutely.
I can't even imagine.
10,000 like that, but they're talking about 300,000 total.
I've looked through thousands of pages of discovery in the Crypto 6 criminal case, and let me tell you, it is a hell of a task just looking through boring discovery.
Absolutely.
To actually have to look through medical data, that's got to be a real brutal slog.
And the way these guys do it, they make it intentionally difficult to navigate.
But
files here and there and links to this and that, and it's intentionally confusing because they don't want to get sued.
But you've got some ugly gems that you want to share with us?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I have 9 pages of them.
All right.
Well, there's 30 pages, but 9 of them are, they should have you concerned if you actually were a part of the experiment.
And by part of the experiment, you mean you got
a vaccine. Jab.
There's more coming up here. We're going to get into that on the way in hour number 3. That's coming next, and you can join the show at 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.